one thing about our coach, he let us be ourselves, because, you know, we know how to handle ourselves. We all adults, and we just want to enjoy everything.
And
questions
as much, just even as fans watching on TV, not necessarily games?
Yeah, I watched them a lot because my dad was a huge Steelers fan. And so I kind of know what's going on. The great team, great organization. And I'm just glad, you know, that we made it here and we got a chance to play against them. That I do not know, you know, but he was just a big Steelers fan.
Talk about your defense and their defense. Kind of similar, different?
You know, it's pretty similar. You know, got two D coordinators that were there before. So it's going to be a great game. It's nothing that we haven't seen before, they haven't seen before. So it's going to be a great game.
Nick, Brett Favre was such a big part of the Packers for so many years. And it seems like you guys have made the transition pretty much well to Rodgers. How difficult was that transition in the locker room to go from somebody who had been around for so many years to this guy?
It wasn't that difficult. You know, we know what we had to do. You know, it was sad at first, but, you know, we had to move forward. And the organization made that decision to move forward, and that's what we did. And so far, it's been working out.
You know, one of the things about Brett Favre, I know he had his own locker at times and in the latter years. Mm-hmm. Did players have a problem with that he was kind of like a treated a little differently?
You know, Brett Favre, he was special. You know, wasn't nobody trying to question him about what he have over there, his own locker, nothing like that. We know he was a competitor, loved to win games, and that's what he did for us.
Teams take on the personality of the coach, quarterback, both, or somebody, a dominant figure. You guys take the personality of whom, as far as, is it the coach, is it the quarterback, or is it somebody else?
As far as our team go, everybody, you know, it's not one individual on our team that, you know, get out beside themselves saying that they run something. You know, everybody take part in everything.
Gotcha. Thanks,
sir. Super Bowl. Big momentum swings. How much do you guys feel you'll have to, you know, be ready to handle momentum swings, and how do you feel this team has dealt with?
We don't dealt with it pretty good this year. You know, at times, you know, things don't work out how you want it to work out, but at the same time, you got to stay focused and just go out there and stick with your game plan and go out there and get the job done.
What kind of about Roethlisberger and the challenge in general?
A guy, tough guy, know how to win games. He's big, physical, can extend plays. So we're going to have our hands full with that, but we got the guys to match up with them, and we prepare for it.
Your guy's hard to bring down because he's moving around all the time, right? But with Ben, he's just so big.
Yeah, he's a big guy. You know, like I said before, you know, once we get our opportunity to get him down, we got to get him down. Don't let him miss 10 plays.
That's easier said than done, isn't it?
Hey, you can put it however you want to put it, but, you know, we know what we have to do.
I mean, is it all just about fundamentals? Is it?
Just do your job. You know, everybody do their responsibility, and everything has to take care of itself.
What about your guy? You watch him when you're on the sidelines? You ever see him and he's sliding around?
I watch him every day. I have no other choice but to watch him. He's a great quarterback, understand the game, know how to win. So I'm just glad I can be a part of it. You know, we came in together in 2005. So it's been a great journey so far.
As a defensive guy, what do you prefer to face? A guy who moves around a lot, or a guy with like a big oak tree back there?
It doesn't matter. I play football. You know, it takes 60 minutes to win games, so I'm a compete to the very end.
Tell me something. Is it win with this when you play?
Of course. It's a dream come true. I've been watching the Super Bowl for a long time now, so... just to have this opportunity to play in it's been a blessing.
Did you play when you were here?
Of course. Of course. You know, I started playing football at the age of 6. So I've been in this game for a long time, and it's been a great journey.
Did you have an idol?
Idol? Man, it was so many guys I used to... it was so many guys I used to look at, but my father was my biggest idol. You know, he introduced me to the game at an early age, so, and I appreciate it.